Toledo's got a dumb look on his face. What is that?
I'm rolling, ready to go.
All right. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Starting the show, the Comic Playground in Toledo, producer, upset to begin the show. We'll be fine. We are missing Adonis, who just went through brain surgery, going to be out for a little bit. Corbin is here. He has not gone through any brain surgery.
I'm
just
Corbin.
Seems that way.
He Adonis'd it.
Yeah, beautiful. Zach just drove back in from Temecula, which he did not know was even a city in California.
Fake city.
And you liked it? Did you enjoy your time in Temecula?
Yeah, it's actually beautiful. Pretty beautiful. And they've got a lot of wineries there. So partook.
You're drunk.
I'm still drunk after the 6-hour
drive.
Great,
and you drove back. Perfect.
Yeah,
way
well,
to teach
I figured
children.
I would lose the buzz halfway through, and I did. It was great.
All right, what a treat.
Yeah, when I hit zero tolerance Arizona, it was fine.
I guess we're going to be editing most of that out. Joe is back. Oh, let's get back to Joe after a second. We have Donnie, who talked me into going to a convention.
Pinball arcade convention.
ZapCon. Yeah. And I ended up buying a pinball, a virtual pinball machine.
Do you regret it at all yet?
No, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because it's a lot of games. And
so you didn't get Corbin'd?
I might have. I don't know. The guy was super nice, so I didn't even try to haggle or anything like that. So we'll
that's
see.
How you usually get Corbin'd.
Yeah.
Right. No. Corbin just gives him more money.
Yeah. If they're nice, I give them more. Yeah, I guess
you're nice. Here's $20,000.
I think I'm going to tip you on this comic book.
Yeah, tip. Wow. He turned around. He got it off the rack.
Do comic book sellers. Why is it Donnie that's doing it? Do comic book sellers. I don't know. Is that you? I'll just move on to Donnie. Donnie,
yes.
Did you have fun at the ZapCon?
I did have fun. It wasn't as fun as normally because...
They're usually zappier?
Oh, they usually have a lot more variety of pinball machines, but they had like a lot of like the same ones. But the how they get pinball machines is they actually get people that actually volunteer and bring theirs in, and I'm not doing that.
Oh, like an auto show.
Oh, yeah. You have your X-Men. Was it Wolverine,
yeah, Wolverine
or X-Men?
Wolverine. It's X-Men, but it's the Wolverine limited edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? There's an X-Men ball?
All the bells and whistles, and then it has the blue chrome packaging, Wolverine on the translid. And
the balls are made of adamantium.
All the good guys on the side artwork.
That would be great if the balls were made of adamantium.
Right? Destroy the machine.
Are his balls made of adamantium?
They are. It's part of the process.
So it would have been more fun if you would have volunteered.
If they had people that would bring in their games, but I don't blame them, because all you get when you bring in your game is a weekend pass, and you get to come in early.
That's it.
And then you get people just banging on your machine.
You got to bring the game, the game in yourself. You have to.
No, they'll take it and whatever, and bring it back the same condition it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so you just went.
They say, but for me, you have
That's
to go
scary.
Downstairs. Yeah, and you know, those things are 275 pounds, so it's not fun.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And
yeah.
Joe, you were out last week. It's been a while since we've been back, because we actually recorded right after Endgame, and we got our thoughts, which we'll go through quickly. I loved it. Corbin, big. A tremendously large smile on his face. You still loved it?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
seen it again since then?
Yes.
Okay,
are you
so
still
did
recovering
I.
Did you see
from
it
the
3D?
Marathon?
Yes.
Yes. I
yes.
saw it in 3D.
Awesome.
Whoa, 3 dimension. Yes.
Oh, no, in 3D, it was a totally different movie.
Really?
It was really yeah. kind of weird, it, but it was. So
I saw
immersive.
It in 3D too. I didn't feel it was like hugely different. I want to see it in IMAX.
I want to see it
That'd
in IMAX
be cool.
too.
Yeah.
I yeah. talked to the guys. I did go on the podcast with the Fireside guys, and Maurer's seen it 3 times already, and on his 3rd time, he started to get skeptical of it. He started to have a lot of questions.
Like of the existence of it?
Yeah, just some of the things that happen. He thinks he had some holes, some plot holes he found.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's one of those movies where you can't overthink it. Like, you enjoyed it.
Well, anytime time travel's involved...
There are going to be paradoxes.
Yeah, and like Juliet said, if there's one thing she's learned from... if there's one thing I've learned about time travel from watching The Flash, by going back in time, you can really mess a lot of things up.
Well...
That was her idea.
Inspired words.
So now, Donnie, you were pretty good.
I could have been better.
Yeah, no.
It was kind of like ZapCon, but without the pinball. I mean, that's what I love about ZapCon is the pinball. At least there aren't the insects coming at you like that time I went to the zoo.
Is that pretty much everything you were thinking?
Stole his bit.
I got nothing now.
That's, I'm just going to take everybody's thunder.
Are we talking about Free Comic Book Day or the Avengers?
What? Are you really that far out of it? Where were you the last?
No, you were talking about Corey. I had a good time. Then we're talking about Avengers. I'm like, you see it
in
3D. When
did we do Free
Comic? Yes. And then you're talking about your friend. Oh, he saw it.
I don't think we got anywhere near Free Comic
Day.
No, we never. Okay, good. I didn't think so.
No.
But what do you mean you didn't think so? Then you said, are we talking about Free Comic Book Day? Which for some reason is very hard to say. Are we talking about Free Comic Book Day? No, I said Mr. Maurer from...
Fireside podcast.
So I talked to them. He started to find
free,
some.
There's an F and an R and an E.
I could see it.
I was a little confused. I was confused on this. No, help me if I'm wrong. I was confused on this part when.
On Free Comic Book Day? Hold
you're
on.
Definitely, you're
on,
definitely
oh,
wrong.
Hold on. You don't I'm get to. You don't know. You don't get you to talk to something new until Joe gives his synopsis. So we're just going over the things that we did like from last time.
Okay.
Or didn't like.
We got to talk. Yeah. Or didn't like.
By Endgame.
I don't think there was there anybody who didn't like it. There wasn't anybody. The
Adonis,
closest.
Not even Adonis.
No, Adonis liked it. Adonis.
Shocking.
Shout out to Adonis.
Don't play. Adonis is, I mean, he's very serious right now.
You're right.
So there was something that bothered you?
Yeah, let's get Joe's first take on it, though. I want to get Joe's.
All in all, I really, really enjoyed it. There were definitely things about it, like, you know, like any other movie that I was like, eh, I don't
and
know.
Like what?
I wasn't really into the big all-female thing in the fight scene.
Sexist.
It was just pushed and kind of cliche.
It seems like it did, we're all here all of a sudden.
Well, you know me, I'm the guy that always defends that kind of thing. Yeah. But this really felt forced, you know.
Yeah, or like female force. FF. I felt the same thing too. It was like, let's hit every genre. Let's make sure we get every group involved.
I mean, imagine if they had like Black Panther, War Machine, you know, Falcon, like all lined up.
Right, they probably. Oh. That's a great. No, wait,
I wouldn't have said anything about that.
You know what? No, you would. It would have been okay if Corbin and Adonis did, but we would have not touched it in a million years. No, but that's a great point that you don't see that. And you did see this. It's like the female Ghostbusters. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, they're all female now.
Yeah, I just think it could have been done still, but in a much more tasteful way.
Uh-huh. Well, they already kind of did it in Infinity War, mm-hmm.
right?
Right. On a smaller scale. And I feel like maybe no one complained about it. And maybe that's why people were a little, or you might have been a little bit annoyed because you were like, didn't you already do this?
Yeah. I didn't have a complaint about it. It just seemed a little forced. Just, like all of a sudden we're conglomerating or we're coagulating. We're some kind of C word that's not the bad one all together.
I think there's something about the pheromones that automatically kind of magnetically pulled them together on the battlefield.
Mm. Yeah, way to go.
Now we're making it
you
weird.
You do need some sleep. What else?
I thought they went to the silly Thorwell one too many times.
I really liked it.
I liked a lot of it.
I can understand it, but I felt like it was so much fun for Chris or Fuzz for Chris Hemsworth. Like it's a brand new character that he gets to play. That he had so many likable moments, they probably just started throwing more of them into the movie. But I could see. Okay, go ahead.
For that just felt like Aquaman to me, and I really did not like that film at all.
Wait, did Aquaman get fat?
No, just like that silly vibe about it, and like just like pan and like look spike in the camera and stuff like that. He didn't really do that, but that's the kind of like slapsticky kind of humor that I got from it. On the other hand, everything that Paul Rudd said was absolutely ridiculously funny.
Mm-hmm.
I actually laughed out loud several times for the things that he was doing. But I mean, there's so many good things about the movie that I hate to like, but I wanted to tell you what I didn't like about it.
Bring us all down, no problem.
Corbin and I talked about this because Corbin just read my book, and the way that they went about explaining time travel and how it works and like the rules of it is exactly how I did it in my book.
Which is the
who stole from whom?
Going to the past, you can't change the future or can't change the present.
It'll be a different future.
Your book, splitting off Patrol or the X-Men?
It's all of them.
Oh, okay.
No, I just thought it was really awesome that's what they chose to do, and I was like excited because like, oh, that's what I did in my book.
Which it was funny because when I was on with the Fireside guys, they were fighting over branch theory versus string theory and time travel, and I'm like,
it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I just like to press pause.
that's how you travel through time.
Yeah, that's all right. So, what else?
I'd like to see it again to make some more opinions, but I think overall, I just loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay. Donnie, go, let's hear what
you're... paint a picture for you guys. It was a time...
Thanks. Are you going to paint a picture on the correct canvas this time? Or?
It was Saturday.
So I was at Free Comic Book Day.
It was with Nebula and...
Gamora?
No, Hawk. Hawkeye.
Okay.
Whatever they were about. They did their job. They're about to get got their stone. They got beamed up, but obviously Nebula didn't make it. Well, then past Nebula found her, and then she's torturing her and everything, you know? And then next thing you know, you see... present Nebula back on the ship. So I'm like, are there three Nebulas now? I mean...
Yeah.
You lost
first, I'll make a joke. You must think Hawkeye and War Machine are the same people.
Not War Machine. No,
that's what it was. I just had to make fun of you. No, but there was two of them because he went back. They used her like robotic, like cybernetics to like sync it all up. Which again, I didn't read too deep into it. Like you read just enough of it to like... She was a robot,
but there,
and since, huh?
There wasn't a third, though.
No, it was a bad Nebula impersonating.
One Nebula torturing the other Nebula, and then you see Nebula back on the ship with the other guy.
That's just cutting away to later, though, right?
And then Thanos, you know, bombs him.
This was after some time elapsed, though.
Okay, what were you saying?
Well, Nebula was on the ground.
They like, because they did go and get the present day Nebula. There was a time, several times in the movie where present day Nebula and the 2014 Nebula. Shared the screen at the same time. And so I get what you're saying, where they did torture at the same time because it was like two different, again, the time stream was different. It wasn't like, oh, we're having a loop. It was one time meeting the other.
Right. So then she's back on the ship.
Well, then she went back down.
I don't know, but okay.
Yeah.
It was cut to later, right?
Yeah
exactly.
There was a jump in terms of.
Okay.
It wasn't a third one. It was just a little bit later. I don't know if it happened immediately or what, but it was.
I got you.
If there was something in between. But it was just a time jump in terms of the characters jumping time, just the storyline jumping forward to here, you know, meanwhile, back at the Hall of Death, that kind of thing later.
That was a good point, though.
Maybe see it in 3D and it'll make sense.
The other thing that I really loved about it, forgot about, was how they. Hawkeye Ronin character, like this is finally we get something from him that makes him an enjoyable character to watch. We talked about that a little bit because
there didn't have a lot of love for Hawkeye before actually this movie. I thought he was kind of bland.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he starts out the movie, and now you have a
he's carrying a lot of it. You know, he's awesome. Yeah,
he's
I really
emotional
like that
force beyond from like the very beginning throughout most of it. As far as like. Losing his identity, finding it again, but all through suffering loss.
Does he have? He has a rumored show, right, on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's happening. Yes.
Oh, it is happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if that was happening for sure. I knew that there were a couple other ones.
I thought part of the rumor was that he is going to be grooming his daughter to be the next.
That's
Hawkeye.
Where the rumor.
Yeah,
was.
I don't know if that's happening though. I didn't see. Like I thought that they were going to have more of that in Endgame.
Yeah.
And it wasn't supposed to be his daughter. It was supposed to be somebody. It was supposed to be the new girl Hawkeye. And I didn't really catch any real allusion to that except for when they were doing the target practice.
But he calls
practice.
Her Hawkeye.
Yeah, he does.
That kind of gives it
But
away.
No, but that's not the Hawkeye from the comic book,
identity.
Though. That's right. not the that's
Well, they
not
they can't
do be.
They don't do the same thing and like Morgan from what I was reading and being told, Morgan Stark is a totally different character. Than the Wait, daughter we, Morgan Stark.
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about fan fusion.
Fan fusion.
I'm talking about free comic book fan fusion.
Right, the way they did the daughter in the comic. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Because it's like his Tony Stark's cousin or something in the comic books.
Who's actually not even.
And then a bad guy or something.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right, so that we got your thing done. Anything else, Joe?
Not for me, not for that.
All right, so. Thumb up. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I definitely want to see it again.
Yeah. I think I saw it the second time. Part of the problem when I saw it the second time, these little kids were in the front and they were yelling stuff. And
Did
it was
you
just
kick
like
the back of their seats.
No, they were up in the very front and nobody was watching them. So I threw stuff at them. Juliet. Juliet wanted
down
to
in
yell
front.
At them.
They might have been the kids that Corbin had watched the marathon with. Did they sneak in and out or anything?
I don't know. They were doing cartwheels.
And, I was with.
What did you guys think about the whole Russo brothers don't spoil anything? Because I have my pluses and negatives about that, positives and negatives. Because part of me said, I'm glad they're trying to do that and to have spoilers out there without any warning. But people want to talk about it. And it was almost a weird thing. We went a little bit early with it, but we were careful about to make sure in our last episode that we didn't give away any spoilers right at the beginning, and then we did a little bit at the end, or a bunch at the end.
I think the problem is, if you're listening to our podcast, for example, you may think, oh, there may be spoilers in there. The problem would be if you go and watch Good Morning America and they give it away, and you're like, "What? I was not expecting a spoiler in this."
You don't want, you don't want something like that. But for people, that's their business. If it's comicbook.com or something like that, they have to give that stuff away. And it was almost a weird feeling for me, like, eh, you're kind of putting some pressure on. I get it. But that some people's business is to talk about stuff right away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can't watch everybody and bring the hammer down. But it's just kind of like that weird, oh, man, maybe they'll never give us information if they find out that we broke this early. And if there's one thing we're known for,
it's breaking
stuff early. Nothing to do with breaking news, just breaking things.
Okay.
Like a microphone or
something. I thought it was nice that they cut down on, like, the regular guy just throwing stuff out there just to make people mad.
Yes, I thought that
because
was
their friends were like, "Dude, you're a jerk."
That
like,
element. Well, there were people getting beat up.
I was about to say there was some beat up,
and they deserved it.
And they did, but the same.
No, they didn't. Not a bit much.
I don't. Believe
they totally. I mean, my thing is this: like, if it happened in front of me, like, I'm like, "Dude, like, what happened?" But like, if I see someone like haul out and be like, "Like, okay, like, I'm not gonna join them," but like,
would you?
I'm not,
would
like,
you
lie?
Would you do like your job whispering? Shh.
Okay, that's not
what is that
common misconception?
What is the geek? What is the podcast that you jumped on there?
Absolute Geek Podcast.
Absolute Geek.
Yeah.
What do they call you?
Charismatic Corp.
Yeah. They're really ironic.
I think they're trying to recruit him over.
Yeah. Well, they can have him. It's a joke.
They love him
somewhat.
You guys are
somewhat
fine,
of a joke. I'll give them Donnie.
No. Just,
they like Donnie. They're like, you know who's cool? Simpsons. You know who's cool? Donnie. I was like,
they
you
do.
Have
they talked about
right
it
here. Like, you literally have me on the show, but you want Donnie. I was like, I get it.
I'm
Donnie's cool.
He's literally the coolest one in the room.
I'd love to see Donnie in the real world because I don't even, it's like Superman and Clark Kent. He's a totally different guy. He's a regular person.
Slightly
than he gets
different
here.
Hairdo.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It parts the opposite way, and he wears different glasses.
Did you hear what happened in the Philippines? A TV station in the Philippines aired a pirated version of Avengers Endgame.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, they're under some definite heat. Yeah. I was like, imagine like turning on the TV and like, oh snap, I don't remember this one before, and just settling in like, yeah, I don't know why, but they totally did. I read that too. I was like, it happened last week.
I saw,
but like,
Spider-Man 3
just getting
in the Philippines
now.
Fun fact. Taking it from Donnie since he's leaving us.
Yeah, where's
since he's leaving us? Once again, you're not paying attention. We traded you to Absolute Geek Podcast.
Well, I don't think we got anything in return, which is fine.
No, for a toy to be named later.
I
like it.
The old school Simpsons. Protected. You guys ever seen the old school Simpsons where Marge was pregnant with Bart and they just got out of seeing Star Wars Empire Strikes Back? There's a long line for people waiting to go see the movie. And Homer's like, wow, I can't believe Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's
spoiler
dad.
Alert.
And they're like, oh, thanks a lot, guy. You know?
I actually remember that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the ultimate spoiler, which Tom Holland this morning for the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer lets you know at the beginning, if you haven't seen it, in his fake British accent.
You think that's fake?
No.
It seems fake.
It seems, doesn't it? Like, he's so...
Right, you get so used to seeing these actors that are doing such an amazing job with an American accent that when you do see them with their other accent, you're like, whoa. Well, Christian Bale is like really difficult.
Walking Dead, all of them are from different countries, and you see them talking like this, and you know, and on the show they're like,
Carl,
like there's more syllables in Carl. There's Carl. We have to take them out.
Is this just me, or do you like hear someone like on TV in an accent and they're cool, and then you hear them in real life and like, let's say you like actually like they're like a little less attractive. Like, oh, I didn't know you had that accent.
You find Tom Holland less attractive now?
No, not Tom Holland, but like...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I didn't
say
that.
No, but
do you
like,
prefer the British accent or the American accent?
Like you find, like, let's say...
Austin Powers?
Karen, what's her face?
Oh, Karen, what's her face?
Gillian. That's how you pronounce it?
Oh, Nebula?
Nebula.
Yeah?
That's just an example.
Now, but like, I can't talk about her anymore. I get yelled at.
Yeah, I hear she's actually not purple and blue.
That's very disappointing to me.
Yeah, that ruined the attractiveness.
She's not part machine. I'm out.
I was throwing out a conversation starter, seeing what we thought about it.
I'm just getting ready for the future,
guys. Did you know that there's actually three of her?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay, we're back.
All right, everybody's seen the trailer that came out this morning. They kind of announced that the embargo on the spoilers was going to be lifted, and it's basically... I think, because Far From Home just gave away a whole bunch of stuff, like Tony Stark and what had happened.
What?
I was amazed. This, I'll start it off. It seems to me like Spider-Man, and they allude to this, and then they say kind of not in the trailer. He does feel like he's taking over for Tony Stark in a lot of ways. And I'm not sure from the comic books anybody. I was asking around some people, and I wanted to find out from you guys. Does Spider-Man in the comics take over for any way and lead any Avengers? Because he feels like he's way too young and goofy to run the show like a Tony Stark. But he puts on an Iron Man, what looks like an Iron Man glove. He's wearing the Iron Man glasses in there. And somebody even says, "Are you the next Iron Man?" And he says, basically, "No, I'm just doing your job," or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, he was. I think his Spider-Man lines are great. Like, he's starting to really feel Spider-Man-ish.
Oh, with the cops?
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Like, he's starting to have that sarcasm as Spider-Man. A little less excited and naive. And a little bit more sarcastic.
Savvy.
Yeah.
I know he was a driving force in some of like the Avengers Spider-Man team-ups, but he was never really the leader of that group by any means. I mean, I think that they're using Happy's just pumping him up to get him to be part of what he needs him to do. And because
there is that, but there's also there's like three references. Yeah. It's almost like we felt with Mysterio when we were talking about how Mysterio's in that... the initial trailer that we saw, and you kind of see at the beginning of this, Nick Fury teams them up like they're going to be teammates. Mm-hmm. And then you can see that, it's
Avengers Europe.
Yeah, it's a zig almost to zag type of thing. Yeah, where
exactly.
In the trailer, they're leading you to believe one thing, and then like in Endgame, where they just kill off Thanos in the first 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Right. So, I was gonna say. What else did you guys get out of it?
I mean, the last time that Spider-Man was like a leader, that was a joke, but Spider-Man and his amazing friends back in the day.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Firestar and
Iceman.
Was it Iceman?
Yeah. Iceman. I'm pretty sure it was an Ice Boy.
It was Iceman.
Yeah. It sounds right.
He would almost like the Silver Surfer, he'd spray the ice in front of him and slide around. And then Firestar just had really tight yellow clothes.
And they all lived in like in a dorm, like an apartment over Aunt May or something. Like she was like their butler slash.
I don't know how that's looked upon, but that to me was like when I was younger, that was my favorite Spider-Man.
That's your quintessential Spider-Man?
No, the quintessential Spider-Man was the ridiculous jazz one.
Oh, yeah.
I still have that 70s one if you want it.
Yeah, you can keep it.
You know what? That's a $600 value.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I'll take it off your hands for 50 bucks.
Oh, okay.
You should get some money back.
No, he's at Corbin. He's asking you to pay him.
Oh! Did anybody else get that?
I wanted to clarify that.
You guys got quiet, and Corbin's a good deal.
I was like,
if you would have let that go until it was time to exchange money, he would have given you the money.
I know. He'd have been like, wait, what?
No.
You would have been handing me $50.
But to bring it,
you'd have been way too nice, because that's what you do is you feel like, whoa, okay.
I said I would.
I must have said it.
It's my
okay.
My word is my bond.
It's true. Okay.
That's what Corbin's known
for. He's like Jon Snow of the podcast.
Yeah.
What else?
Very honest.
What else you guys have in terms of? Spider-Man.
I loved more Jake Gyllenhaal in this one. I think he's going to be a great Mysterio. Mm-hmm. The effects and everything.
Effects
did anybody
cool.
hear the it was like Transformers sounds?
Yes.
I didn't.
As he was like conjuring up his spells or whatever it was to stop.
It was a kind of
more like more like subtle. Like it wasn't
sounded like
as
Mark
like,
Wahlberg.
It sounded exactly like Mark Wahlberg just shouting. Just
Transformer sounds.
When Mysterio goes Autobots roll out.
Very similar to Transformers.
Decepticons.
I'm worried about him being way too tied into the MCU. I don't know. I mean, I love Spider-Man was such like an independent character. Mm-hmm. And I know we talked about it in a previous podcast that it's very hard to watch just a solo superhero movie now.
Right.
But part of me is like, can we get Spider-Man completely solo? Because I'd really like that.
See, I think he's going to struggle with that. I think he's going to I think that's going to be part of like what Frank was talking about earlier with him like leading the Avengers. I think he's going to push against that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get more solo
and this is
Spider-Man.
New territory for us because I mean we're just Spider-Man because normally Sony had it and they had the rights to it, so it was Spider-Man just this and that. So now that Disney and Marvel have it in that universe, they are trying to shoehorn him in as much as possible, but also
and
transition him.
The funny thing is that you're saying in that universe, mm-hmm. they reveal that the snap ripped a hole in from another universe. So that's opening up a lot. That could open up X-Men, Fantastic Four, everything to come from a different universe and now be part of the MCU. Which is pretty brilliant by even my standards.
But do you think... And
I love it if they would just call it the Fox Universe.
The Simpsons roll up in there? No, but I was saying, like, I think that that's actually kind of a setup, to be honest with you. At least as it pertains to Mysterio.
Yeah, I liked your theory on this.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, the snap happened. He has these powers or special effects, a mix of the two, and he's taking advantage of the fact that the world's rather in disarray, just come back to his feet with the snaps. We can say, oh... You know, the snap happened, different universes, here I am. Meanwhile, he's been the entire time. Maybe he's making this up and also putting it down. But him forming an alliance with S.H.I.E.L.D. and having these powers is his origins. He's kind of making them up as he goes because he knows that a lot has changed. Half of the population is just back on Earth since the snap happened. It only just happened a little bit ago. So now is your perfect opportunity.
And he's a failed illusionist, right?
Exactly.
So, like...
He doesn't look like he's failing too much.
Well, this is how he... This is makes his life happen. You know, this
Shield
is like
a wreck.
But that's the comic origin. Is that did they already reveal? No, I mean we don't know.
Okay. That's going to be. But that's how he came about in the comics. It
was his very first introduction.
He failed, and that's his reason for becoming a villain. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to be noticed.
If David Copperfield had gone down the wrong path,
yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going to say David Hasselhoff for some reason. I don't know.
It's more of a Chris Angel.
Yeah, a little darker like that, huh?
Yeah.
And silence.
We're all looking at him.
Well, I just remember him making the Statue of Liberty disappear. I mean, was he going to do that?
Mysterio?
I don't know.
David Copperfield.
I am not sure what universe you're in right now.
Joe Bluth.
He did.
Yeah. He made the boat disappear.
I'm trying to think of anything else that Juliet had watched it maybe 25 times before school this morning, and she just would say all the lines over. Corbin texted me this morning at maybe about 7 o'clock. I'm like, we've been on it since 6, dude. We've been going over this.
I missed the Slack, and I was like, yo, the breaking news just happened.
I was
happened.
The same way when I told Frank about the Avengers pre-sale. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I already been.
And I even thought I thought I was on. I was like, dude, it dropped, and I picked it up like, yeah, I get the joke. And he was like, yeah, we just saw it. Like, just deadpanned in a text. And I was like, oh, well, there we are.
Most of my texts are deadpanned, by the way. A lot of people miss the subtlety because I don't do a lot of exclamation
You don't have enough emojis.
Points. Not enough emojis.
Just a lot of dots.
Yeah, that's my ellipses.
There you go.
I have an incredible overuse of ellipses.
Because we talk like that. That's why I say I constantly start one thought and then go on to something else, as opposed to like Donnie, who just completely changes the direction of everything.
There was definitely an ellipsis
like,
there.
Wait, what?
I've
been ellipsing for the last 5 minutes.
Let's just say dots, guys. We could just say dots. It's fine.
I've been ellipsing. I'm
ellipsed.
I'm an elongated
total ellipse
circle
of the heart.
I got it.
If I could say anything negative, should we say something negative about it?
I think.
It seems to be your role. Adonis isn't here.
I thought you were saying something negative about how Frank texts.
No, I just like it's like a European vacation movie. It just kind of seems a little silly. And I know I do like the lightheartedness of the new Spider-Man. I really enjoy that. But European Vacation on the second one.
And like, European Vacation like, was easily my least favorite
of the vacation movies. The absolute
by far,
worst.
Yeah.
So I didn't. Yeah. I don't like that.
I'm glad you guys found a parallel.
Let's like push him. Push him. He's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, which is he's really trying to cement himself as
His line.
So why are we taking him to Europe on the second movie? I don't know. Doesn't seem needed.
It's better.
I think
than
the
space.
Cast just wanted
Nick Fury's line was great.
Yeah,
you've been in space. Yeah.
Can you think of any reason why they would definitely need to go there? They could definitely do that in New York.
Well, they're
right?
trying to keep the home trend going. So last time it was Homecoming. This time it was Far From Home.
Yeah.
And then
Homeward
and
Bound.
Can it do an at home?
Is maybe
that,
they want it to be more global.
Spider-Man Homeward Bound.
Maybe that's where the Avengers is going.
So it makes James Bond interesting. I mean, to me.
That's what makes James Bond interesting.
I don't want him to be an international man of mystery. I just want him to be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Yeah.
Next one is Spider-Man Homeward Bound, I'm calling it.
Where he's got Spider-Dog?
Exactly. Wait, why not Home Alone?
No. Spider-Man Home Alone? Yeah.
But like, I think if I'm a piggyback
with
on
Joe
like,
Pesci?
Yeah, he's trying to rob him.
Spider-Man is using all his spiders. He's using instant kill mode.
Yeah, that's Joe Pesci. That's the 10-minute movie. No, I was gonna say, like, if I piggyback off of Joe, I think that I'm just not happy that it's still like the end of Phase 3. Like, I think Endgame should have been the perfect end, and then you start with Spider-Man.
Epilogue.
Like,
it's called an epilogue.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not. Like, that was.
No, you'll feel it.
But just because it's called the end of Phase 3, I mean, what does that really mean?
It's just a transition to the next phase, right?
You need something to transition. Yeah. I mean, they're saying it's not the. It probably has the end and then the transition. And the fact that MJ in the movie, he says he's going to tell her that he likes her, and I am Spider-Man when she says that. He's that look is no, come on, you didn't like that either.
No.
It's just people are hating that. People are hating that he's just showing everybody that he's
She calls it, and you don't know if it's a joke or not.
Well,
it's,
she's not exactly the greatest detective because doesn't Aunt May know? I mean, doesn't everyone know at this point?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, how could you not?
I guess
he always disappears. That's the funny thing that they're actually playing with.
They're calling it out.
They're playing that with everybody. Iron Man gave himself away right at the beginning too. I mean, that's. There is a thing about superhero movies that
this is lining up to him being the next Spider-Man because he's given away that he's the next Iron Man, right?
Like Civil War,
yeah, it could fit in there as well because Juliet sent me a screenshot of him with a glowing hand that looked very much like Iron Man. In there was a desertscape behind him. So I was like, she's like, this looks just like Iron Man. And the same thing with like the glass. Oh, no, that was the glasses one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, that's like imagery from, I'm like, you're a 12-year-old.
She's killing it.
It's unbelievable.
Joe, did it bother you in Spider-Man Homecoming that he didn't stay in the neighborhood? He went to D.C.
A little bit.
I mean, he already started is all I'm saying.
Yeah, they're on trips. They're taking... I don't know.
He just doesn't want to be in New York. He just doesn't want to be there. Yeah. I agree.
Get in New York.
It's just giving them different scenery.
I'm looking forward to him going to Pittsburgh.
You guys...
There's not enough scenery in New York.
You guys are Spider-Man, mad about the home wrong in Pittsburgh. Stuff.
I'm just picking something out to complain about.
No, it's fine.
I agree.
It's always... At least it's the right genre and it's the right thing as opposed to Donnie. Are we talking about Homeward Bound? All right. So I think we have that pretty well squared away. Let's go into Free Comic Book Day, which, Joe, you spearheaded. That was in Glendale, Arizona. You were out there, boots on the ground. Corbin, you were there from the beginning. I came in to visit for a little bit. Donnie made some new friends. Everybody loves Donnie.
Donnie made friends?
Be a sitcom. Isn't that what you guys said?
Oh, like, yeah. He wasn't there for that.
He wasn't there. They were just saying they loved Donnie.
Shouting his praises from the rooftops.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I had friends.
Yeah, you have fans from the other podcast.
Yeah, you should have signed some.
Been signing.
Sign in the autographs.
Yeah, you're complaining about people signing, and you don't even show up to your own.
I feel sorry. I disappointed you guys.
No,
we had a winner.
Actually, it was an artist that we know. Mm-hmm. So I felt a little bit bad about that, but it was a legitimate pool from
yeah.
The,
yeah
from
you my, had to witness all of it.
Yeah. His name's Andy Carrion, and his art is incredible. So
where was he in the group?
You know, he was in the middle of the actual library. So they have this. It's too big of an event to have it at the comic book store now. So they moved it to a Bing Hall a couple of years ago, and now they're in the Velma Teague Library. And next year they're going to be like,
which is in downtown Glendale, Arizona,
exactly. And next year they're going to be like that whole park.
Oh, really?
So this is like, it's a mini Comic Con. It's not even a Free Comic Book Day thing now.
There was a lot of great local artists there. I saw some in very different forms of art, which I thought were pretty cool.
Like performance art as well.
No. Sculpture. Well, there was a magician.
He was cool. Cool guy. He was on the pod later with us.
And really
you sure he's not an illusionist?
He also bought some wrestling.
He's a magician.
He's on his way to becoming an evil and taking on Spider-Man. He also wore a fishbowl on his head.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's always. But I was
the first sign.
It was interesting to see the different types of art. That's the amazing thing to me, is the very realistic, muscular skeletal. You know, I don't know what you'd call it, but the realistic kind of look versus the very cartoony look, right next to each other. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
things to
the cartoony thing is really getting big. An artist called Scotty Young, you guys are familiar, makes everything look like babies, like little kids are all these heroes, and they do variant covers for that. That's I Photoshop Ari into those all the time. That's like one of my favorite things to do. But he was like right in there to the left, and that gentleman, I can't remember his name right now, and I feel like a total jerk, but
Captain Marvel.
He's amazing, and he does art classes for the kids at Toronto Comics.
Just, yeah, oh no, he's super nice.
Oh guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember his name either, but he was.
I'll think. I'll get it for next time.
Was like, hey man, oh it's unbelievable. I just love with the. I love working with the kids. Mm-hmm. I love helping them out. I love drawing myself, and not drawing myself, but I love drawing. I myself comma, love to
myself.
Draw. Yeah,
he's very just, motivational.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
The kids love him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I could see adults loving him too. So that event went over very well, and that's going to transition us right into Fan Fusion,
nice.
Which is Phoenix Fan Fusion at the end of the month, actually Memorial Day weekend, downtown Phoenix. We will be down there. Corbin getting ready. He's been saving up all his money.
Trying so hard. He sold blood recently to pay for what
it was Adonis's.
Wrong but funny.
Thanks, Adonis. No, I'm playing. I mean, if you ever want to get on that, man, you know, hit me up.
We are going to be doing a podcast down there live. We're going to be doing all sorts of interviews. I'm waiting to see on the press stuff. I've talked to a couple of different TV stations, maybe the ones that Corbin's famous on now. What channel was that locally here?
Fox 10.
Fox 10. You are well,
Marcy
well,
Jones.
I'm sure Marcy. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, Corey McCloskey and all them.
Yeah.
You guys had a nice rapport.
Everyone's saying that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really
maybe you don't
that,
need Joe. Speed dating anymore.
Yeah.
Guys.
By the way, Corbin, who did get speed dating implemented into Phoenix Fan Fusion.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting to get all the particulars. They have stuff for kids down there. They have all the we're going to be at noon on Saturday is going to be our main podcast. We're working through the logistics and stuff with them right now. The Fireside guys are going to be joining us for the whole event down there who've done this sort of thing a bunch of times. We're going to do a crossover episode. We're probably going to do two crossover episodes. We're probably going to do one for us, and then we're going to cross over into their episode on Monday. I think they're going to come over here because they're going to have to record at some point as well. So we will be down there making sure we get as much content and new things and hopefully a bunch of interviews with a lot of different creators. We have Brian and Wendy Peeney, who created ElfQuest. We have Billy Tucci, the creator of She and a bunch of other stuff. I think it's She or Shy. And then we also have Brian Augustin, who a lot of people were, and Corbin
Gotham
especially.
By Gaslight.
Yeah.
One of the Elseworlds stories. So they're going to appear. What I've been talking over with Toledo, and we're working out the logistics with Fan Fusion right now. I originally wanted to do it is where we interviewed each person individually, but I think in terms of how we're going to do it is going to be more of getting them all talking at the same time on a panel, and it's going to be more about them. We're going to try and get the audience involved, and Joe and I are bouncing stuff off, and he had a great idea that blossomed into the topic I think that we really need to do. No, and I talked to Fan Fusion about this, and they hadn't had anybody do this. And I'm not sure where we left it, but what I had said, what I'd pitched to them was how are comic creators that have been around for a while, how is it changing? How have they had to change, or have they changed what they're thinking about, what they're creating because of movies and television? Are they programming or not programming, but are they creating based on stuff that's easier to transition into that world? Are they still trying to do things the same way they were? What is the difference between creating a comic book or a story 20 years ago versus now? And the Fan Fusion guys, people had said they've never done anything like that.
They're going to have so many interesting things to say about that, because you know it's changed. If you just look at the comic books, it's changed immensely, even the way the characters look.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Right. So, I think there's going to be a lot to that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot going on. We found out today that the stage was too small for what we're going to try and do, because we're going to have a lot of people up there, so we're going to have to figure out how to disperse it all. We're going to have some people in the audience, too, from our group.
Plants.
I want the audience involved a little bit, because what I want out of Fan Fusion is them to have an event that something like they've never experienced before. And I know we can give them to that in a bad way, but what I would like to do is give that to them in a good way.
Let's
so Saturday at noon, by next week, I have the information somewhere. We'll put it on the website as well. But we're all going to be a part of it, and it's going to really be more about the panelists, and we're kind of going to just be there
Trying not to overshadow them.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I mean, I want to listen to them anyway.
No,
right?
It's going to be more about just throwing to them and hearing what they have to say. And like I said, 3-4 comic creators up there at once, I think, is more interesting than us just trying to do a regular podcast, because we can do that anywhere in the venue as well. And my goal is in that fan fusion is to get them to like what we're doing and see that we're out there for the fans. I see too many people when they do these podcasts and stuff, they go out and the podcast is all about them, and nobody, there are enough people that care at that point, you know, unless you're.
Well, you do radio all the time, so you know what it's like to go on a show where the radio guys are, they talk the whole time and you can't even get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
Well, you're there for, I mean, you got a guest there. The guest is the entertainment.
Right. So what's, like, who's the guest and what's it? And I think that's really what this is. And for people to get a little bit more familiar with us from the beginning, it's more about familiarizing the audience with us. So when we come back, we can be a more of the attraction in the future. And it just takes a while to evolve to that. But I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So in terms of, do we have a new poll out?
Yeah, we have a couple things going on. So we're doing the best Superman now. We did Batman for a while, and now we're on to Superman. The first one was George Reeves versus Cavill, and Cavill swept that. I was a little surprised that people didn't go with the nostalgia on Reeves, but Cavill definitely took that one.
But and I don't know if a lot of people
it might be too long
Reeves
ago.
Reeves is like 1953.
Yeah, I mean, that's when the bad guys would throw the gun. who is the comedian? There was a comedian.
Dane Cook?
No.
What? He's a comedian.
Because he said if he saw anybody with the Superman shirt, he would shoot him and go, ha, 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 you're not Superman. That's why.
I don't know if he did it that well.
Was it Seinfeld?
No. He Arliss, the guy who played Arliss. I can't think of his name.
I know you're talking about.
Robert Wool.
Nice.
He would talk about how Superman, they'd shoot the bullets at him, they'd all bounce off his chest, then they'd throw the gun at Superman and he'd duck. So like, which is a
that's
brilliant...
what he was actually afraid of.
Yeah, the gun being thrown at him, which I thought was a brilliant observation. How silly TV can be sometimes. So
Cavill beat Reeves, and now we're on to some TV Superman. So it's Dean Cain versus Tom Welling.
Did you spell Kane wrong?
I spelled Kane wrong.
I just somebody complained about it, and then you
I was like, I apologize.
No, but it was great because you said, yeah, just still meme us no matter what. That's who cares. That was the way to go with it.
I'm defensive.
I'm just kidding. So Kane is beating Welling by, and that kind of surprised me. Kane's beating Welling by about 12% right now.
Is Welling was Smallville?
Smallville, yeah.
That surprises me too.
Well, Smallville was so popular and it was so recent. Popular.
But yeah. Kane
was
actually,
it that recent?
More recent than Lois and Clark.
I think it was on the WB at that time.
But it went
on
for like 10 years and started like in the early 2000s. So what, 10 years old now? Mm. Where like the other one ended like 20 something years ago.
It's weird. It's weird. TV people forget about pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's like saying Mad TV was recent.
But if you put Dean Cain,
but that's the thing, is
Superman?
He's up against Dean Cain, who was on well before that on TV.
Well, if you put Dean Cain in Superman, you'll actually see Dean Cain in a Superman costume. You put Welling in Superman, you're going to see him in a jacket.
That's true, because he didn't show up as
Recency
Superman.
Recency bias, but you also have to recognize that the actual Superman goes to the actor. And I think a lot of people remember that. Even though that show wasn't the greatest, I mean, it was for character development, not really action and all.
Right.
But he was Superman from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And we waited, what, 10, 11 seasons? And
but
we
I mean, weren't they both
kinda
Superman like since they were born?
Yeah. Oh, I have stories. But yes, exactly. But I see what you're saying. Like, yes, Superman, but like
they were
the actual emblem and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So I think that
so
Kane's
be
probably
the better
gonna take
Clark
that.
Kent, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all he was.
All right.
I thought he was cooler. I mean, Dean Cain was that show was pretty hokey.
It was very
hokey. I mean, Smallville wasn't amazing, but it was definitely
less
hokey.
Everything was hokey when Lois and Clark was out. I mean, that was just TV.
The lowest, though, back then.
So the highest vote getter from those two rounds is going to take on Brandon Routh, and then we're going to see fireworks with Christopher Reeve after that. Which I mean, for me,
slaughtered by Christopher Reeve.
It's just
really
it's just a matter of, yeah, just a matter of time before Christopher Reeve beats.
You think
everybody.
He'll beat everybody?
I yeah. really do. I mean, I don't think Cavill stands a chance against
but
Reeve.
That's
no. What do you guys
we
think?
Said about Batman.
You're right
with Michael Keaton
before you
right?
said about Kim
or Christian Bale. It's a,
I think
it, I'll never let it go.
Affleck beat both of them.
I think yeah. it's about the algorithm.
Cavill's
going
to win.
Who's seeing it on Facebook? Because the age group, it's all going to be determined by the age group.
And we discussed this too. I think that when Affleck was up there, I think somebody that's in like an Affleck support group on Facebook just put it into their group
not even
and
a fan
everybody
group,
voted
a support group yeah. for some of his addictions.
I think it's really yeah. just who the Russians want to win.
maybe that's the thing.
All right, anything else we had online there?
You guys didn't go over people voting for Cap versus Iron Man for who they wanted to survive the Endgame movie.
I don't think
talk
we
about
did
that?
No.
Well, Iron Man won, so you should be happy about that. Okay. He won handily. It was like 30%.
But not in the movie.
Not in the movie. I think his end was a little better than Captain's.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
No one likes to see an old Cap.
No, it's weird.
It was weird.
And kind of disconcerting. And then people are like, oh, he gave the shield to Falcon and not Bucky. And I've been like fighting that on Twitter for a while.
That was in,
who
in,
are you fighting with on Twitter about
just
this?
Just random trolls. On my own Twitter, not the comic one. That, okay. that one
Do you think
nobody.
That maybe they think that you're the random troll?
Maybe. I hadn't thought about that. I was
but,
right,
this but, guy's fighting with me on
all right,
both,
so.
Both of those storylines, just real quick, they like wrapped up the story arcs of those characters.
Right.
Iron Man was looking to sacrifice himself. Captain was kind of like, Cap was living in the past, you know, so yep. then they just did them both.
Works.
Boom.
And he gets his wish because Cap's almost dead.
Yeah.
And Iron Man is.
Yeah, it's inevitable at this point. Like Thanos, you know, it's inevitable, right? Isn't that
How
what
hard are you going to hit the T in inevitable?
Inevitable.
I'm working on my pronunciation since I used to say debuted.
Well, but you're supposed to not pronounce the T as hard. That's the whole point with
inevitable.
Debuted.
You don't like that? No.
Inevitable.
Inevitable. Like vegetable.
It's a silent T.
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So which leads us, but not really, but why not, to our Mark 5.
Perfect segue.
So everything we've been talking about today are things that we have all been looking forward to, whether it's the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer in your Juliet Caliendo, the Endgame, which we are all looking forward to, Free Comic Book Day, and Phoenix Fan Fusion, which I can't say without getting a pump from Corbin. Sorry. Like Phoenix Fan Fusion. Yes! Or he's trying to get a trucker to blow his horn. You never did that?
Yeah, when you're on the school bus and you're passing.
No.
I mean, I got to feel like Donnie still does it. Yeah. I can see Zach and his
a lot of horrible
like, if you play basketball and you like make a three, I'll reload. Like, you know, like, you know, no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't worry about it. No. Basketball celebration.
No sports
All
references
right.
here.
All right. Yeah. Not like that. so we're going to go. I'm tempted to go. Let's go Corbin. Corbin, because he.
All right.
Fan fusion. It's pumping again.
Sorry. Oh it's God. All. My Mark 5 is
Key
all.
And Peele would be happy.
Fan fusion themed. Yes. All right. So number 5 is the game being part of the show for Fan Fusion. I'm very excited for that. Can't wait. Number 4 is the Fan Fusion panels. There's a lot of interesting ones. I've already downloaded the app, and I've already got all my panels lined up in my calendar. I'm going to have to decide between...
No one can see this.
I'm going to decide.
But everyone's pumping their fists.
They can feel it.
In random patterns.
For give me Hulk hands. I want to Hulk hand it.
Oh, I wish. Okay.
Those are my Hulk hands.
But the panels are going to be cool. Number 3 is reconnecting.
Tony, I don't know.
With other podcasts.
I've been working on my...
I'm going to finish this.
I've been working on my Mark Ruffalo, just the look.
What the world?
Tony.
Number 3 was to reconnect with other podcast groups and panels. We met a lot at Free Comic Book Day. Can't wait to like reconnect with those and meet other people who are excited about comics and just network in that way. Number 2 was just the books, like buying books and toys and images and just
we I've have to saving. Do a thing. We have to do a thing where we give you some money and just see what you do.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I really do that.
I'm giving him like a limited amount of time, a certain amount of money, and he's allowed to get like one thing.
And it's how he minimizes the value of the dollar instead of maximizing.
You have such little faith in me.
Yeah, no, I could see giving you
sweeps.
No, I could see giving you $100 and you're done.
Oh, it's a
hey, Jerry, I'm out.
One thing.
Shake your hand. Thank you.
That'd be easy to do at Comic-Con, though.
That's number 2, but that was so close to being number 1. But number 1 is speed dating because I've worked really hard to get this a thing. And I can't wait. I've never done it before. I'm kind of excited. And I just think that...
What if it's all ex-girlfriends?
No, she's going to sit down and it says...
Out of state, baby.
Out of state, baby.
I've actually never dated in Arizona. So,
smart.
How long have you been here?
About 12 years. But I've been out of state for like 7 of them.
What? Wait,
that
how long
count
have you been?
All.
Wait a second. How long have you been here? 12 years. How long have you been? How long
I've
been out
here
of state?
For 30 years.
But like I was out of state just working.
Oh.
But like my home, like my parents, like all that, they've been here. So I wasn't here, but like my home was here, so I count that.
Is that child labor violation if you were working 12 years ago?
No, I was only working for the last 7 years.
Oh, still.
I was living in Arizona.
You know what? I'm not sure any of your math adds up. Well, which it really explains how you make deals.
No, I guess sort of. It's inevitable.
All right. Just eat your vegetable.
Wait, you know, all right.
I had to go back. I'm sorry. You got to train, say your prayers, and eat your vegetables, man. Come on, brother.
All right. A little scarier. So, I think that's about it. We could open up the toys, but I feel like we should do that after the show.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
No one else Mark 5?
Corbin hit. You know what? Joe, give us a Mark 5, what you're looking forward to or have looked forward to.
I'm going to go with my number one.
I forgot we were even doing that.
Sorry.
Basically just Ari, my daughter. Just looking forward to all the moments that Andrew and I are going to have with her and all that stuff. A little sappy, but...
No, as it gets older, you start to go, who cares?
Right, yeah, at about 3 years old.
She'll be number 4. That's actually a pretty good lead in to my Mark 5.
At FanFusion or in life?
Yours just can't be Ari.
Oh, boy.
It can't be.
Creep.
but my number one was when my kids move out. That's what I'm looking for.
My number 5 was retirement. So,
wow.
I'm with you on there.
Yeah.
Long way.
Donnie?
I guess mine would be when I go on my... Mexican Riviera cruise next year.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Until you come back, and then that's going to be like one of the things that really annoyed you. That'll be a Donnie rant.
It'll be, I had to pay to go on the boat, and then I had to pay for drinks.
They tell me the water would be salty.
The drink package.
It's just like Titanic. Where were the icebergs?
All right, mine is looking forward to the end of the show, which is now.
What did you say?
All right, we'll see you next week. Follow us on Comic Playground everywhere, and pay attention to the website because we're going to do a opening from Hasbro.
Yes.
Hasbro.
Hasbro Legend? Marvel Legends?
Marvel Legends. We will have that on the website. Let's put it on Facebook. It'll be on Facebook.
Facebook it is.
And then we'll put it on the website eventually or not. You figure it out. Just look around.
There you go.
And hope.
Oh, Adonis at Comic Playground everywhere.
Hi, I'm Adonis.
I'm Adonis, yeah.
Thanks, Corbin.
Of course.
Are we done?
Wait, you have to do your goodbye.
Isn't that what we're going to
keep
dead
the
silence?
Skies
we're done.
Clear and that's the thing, guys.
Keep your feet on the ground. No, that's the real thing.
Keep your Spider-Man in the neighborhood.
Keep your Spider-Man in the neighborhood and your Tony Stark dead.
No, that's it.